I suppose if God had used a smaller font, he could have fit all Ten Commandments onto one tablet, but it's symbolic that they are written across two. The Ten Commandments revealed the nature of God and showed what he valued as just and righteous. But they were shared from two distinct perspectives. The first four commandments describe how we should love God, and the final six share how we should love each other. Which do you struggle with more, loving God or loving others? Well, I pray this guided audio meditation from Exodus chapter 20 will help you better understand what God expects of you, knowing beforehand what is needed and expected so you can complete his divine tasks with confidence. These next 15 minutes are a gift for you to slip into a time and place where you can ponder and reflect on what God expects of you. So for now, allow your mind to settle, your breathing to relax, and your eyes to shut without effort. And for this next moment, just be still as you surrender to the expectations of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on now in this time by listening and replying to this passage from James chapter 4. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, show me what you expect. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. And Lord God, show me what you expect. Wash your hands, you sinners. And Lord God, show me what you expect. Come close to God and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. And Lord God, show me what you expect. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, moving thoughts about you to thoughts about God. Continue in silence as you take note of God in and around you. How are you aware of him right now? How are you being guided by the divine? Take note of what you hear, feel, even taste and smell around you that draws you closer to God. What words, thoughts, and phrases of his are you becoming aware of? As you center on his divine path, does your mind drift to prideful thoughts again? The thoughts about you rather than thoughts about God? Well, that's human, but allow that awareness to center you back to his way and his expectations. Scan your body and your mind for any thoughts blocking you from progressing towards holiness. What emotions are keeping you from loving God by first loving others? Whisper, Lord God, show me what you expect, and allow those words to become your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing. Let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through your still, restful, and quiet breathing. With your eyes still closed, take several deep breaths in through your nose from your belly. Hold it. And now slowly release it by blowing it out through your mouth. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, Lord God, show me what you expect. Continue on as God's word prepares you to be transformed. Listen to this, the first of three scripture readings from Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. Listen carefully to these inspired words and how they apply to your life. To my friend and companion in Christ, I realize it can be difficult at times, but remember to show love for others by not bearing false witness against your neighbor. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more for how your perspective is changed by this verse. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. What did you feel even deeper this second time? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to surrender to the discipline of God and accept the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New Living Translation, the last six commandments. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long and full life in the land the Lord God has given you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. What did you become more aware of after listening? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper application as you listen once again now from the New International Version. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord God has given to you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What was God whispering to you? Well, let these reflections move you now without effort into a time of prayer with God, praying for clarity in what He expects of you. Continue on in imaginative contemplation as you watch the conversation between Jesus and the rich young ruler in Matthew 19. You see him approach Jesus and ask, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus responds, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There's only one who is good. If you want eternal life, keep the commandments." You see the confused look on the young man's face. "But which ones?" Jesus replies, "Don't commit murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man smiles with pride. "Yes, I've kept all of these. What am I still missing?" Well, Jesus says to him, "If you want to be complete, go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But when the young man hears this, he walks away saddened because he had many possessions. You hear Jesus whisper as he walks away, "It's impossible for human beings, but all things are possible for God." How is God asking you to love Him by loving and sacrificing for others? We'll take this next minute to ponder what God is expecting of you. Rest here in closing, centering on divine expectations. And don't be burdened by the expectations, but rather celebrate them. They are meant to bring you closer to God, to rejoice in your divine guidance. And be mindful, too, of moments that God may use you to help Him guide another. Look around. Who around you is He preparing for eternity? Now receive this prayer of benediction to remember you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. May you show the love of Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and know all that God expects of you now and forever, as you whisper without ending, Lord God, show me what you expect of me. Amen.